Hello again, and welcome to your five for today. Today, I'd like to talk about hymns, and in particular, one of my favourite hymns. I'm a keen viewer of the BBC's Songs of Praise programme, which has been on our TV screens since October 1961. The first programme came from Tabernacle Baptist Church in Cardiff. The series is one of the longest running of its kind on TV anywhere in the world. But did you know that it was inspired by the Welsh programme, Dechrau Canu, Dechrau Canmol? That had its first broadcast earlier on in 1961. The first programme came from Trinity Chapel, Swansea. So, what hymns do you know? Wedding hymns? Funeral hymns? Sunday school and children's hymns? Harvest hymns? Don't forget that Christmas carols are hymns, really, too. What would your top 10 hymn chart list sound like, I wonder? According to an online survey by Kevin Halloran, the top 25 hymns date from 1225 to 2011. I'm pleased to say that the hymn I've chosen comes in at number 4. It's When Peace Like a River by Horatio Spafford. It was written in 1873 as he sailed on the Atlantic Ocean. Number 1 is John Newton's Amazing Grace from 1779. Number 2 is How Great Thou Art by Carl Gustav Boberg, dated 1885. Holy, Holy, Holy is number 3, written by Reginald Heiber in 1826. And number 5 is Great Is Thy Faithfulness from 1923 and written by Thomas Chisholm. Before I share 3 verses of my favourite hymn with you, of the 5 written, it's important to learn a little of Horatio Spafford's life. He had more than his fair share of ups and downs and faced several traumatic experiences during his life. He and his wife Anna lost a son who was just 2 years old and had to deal with the consequences of the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. It ruined him financially. This wasn't good for a man who'd been a successful lawyer. There was also an economic downturn 2 years later. In that year, 1873, the Spaffords made plans to travel to Europe as a family on the SS Ville du Havre. Due to unfinished business, Horatio Spafford decided to send the family ahead. Sadly, while crossing the Atlantic Ocean, the ship sank and his 4 daughters died. His wife Anna survived and sent him a telegram saying, "Saved alone." Shortly afterwards, as he went to meet his grieving wife, Spafford was inspired to write the words of his hymn as his ship passed near to where the daughters had died. The tune was called Ville du Havre, after the ship that sank. Verse 1 reads, When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to know, it is well with my soul. This reflects life to a T, doesn't it? Sometimes life is calm, and then literal sorrows turn up unannounced. Do you have the confidence to say that all is well with your soul? Horatio Spafford had a relationship with God that was rock solid. The death of a child is a major trauma for any parent, but he and Anna had lost all 5 of their children at this point. They did go on to have more children later on in life, but tragedy was to strike again as another son, Horatio Gertner Spafford, died from scarlet fever at the age of just 4 in 1880. They went on to have 2 other daughters, Bertha and Grace. Verse 3 of the hymn speaks of Jesus' death on the cross, dying to pay the price for the hymn writer's wrongdoing, his sin. It says, My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought, My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, Praise the Lord, O my soul. The last verse of the hymn speaks of Horatio Spafford's wait for Jesus' return to earth. It has Bible references to what's known as the Second Coming. For any who believe in God, death is not the end. The Christian's proper home will ultimately be heaven. He wrote, But Lord, 'tis for thee, for thy coming we wait. The sky, not the grave, is our goal. O trump of the angel, O voice of the Lord, blessed hope, blessed rest of my soul. The hymn's refrain or chorus is repetitive and simple. It is well, with the echo, it is well, with my soul, with another echo, with my soul. It is well, with my soul. A poignant story, but worth sharing for those of you who might know the hymn, but not much about the hymn writer. Thanks for listening.